Well, baptisms are meant to be a joyful time, I think, don't you?
Yeah.
They are a time of really, I guess, marking your life for Christ in the sense that you want to make sure that everyone else knows that you are a true follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, a disciple of Christ, and it's usually done in the presence of others. Although sometimes I'm going to be reading an account tonight where nobody else was around except for the person doing the baptizing concerning one fellow. But yet we find that baptisms are a testimony and a witness of our relationship to Christ. In fact, when we remember the ordinances of the church, baptism and the Lord's Supper are the two ordinances of the church, meaning the ceremonies which we most importantly remember, as the communion table is a remembrance of the sacrifice of Christ in his death, burial, and resurrection until he come again. But the baptism is one of those things that marks us as believers, baptized unto the Lord. This first hymn that we're going to sing is, and I think we'll do the one on 739 first, it's Baptized in Water. Follow the words along, because the words are very good too, I think. So let's sing that one together. Okay. Baptized in water, sealed by the Spirit, cleansed by the blood of Christ our King, heirs of salvation, trusting the take holy now, God's praises we sing. Baptized in water, sealed by the Spirit, dead in the tomb with Christ our King. One with his rising, freed and forgiven, thankfully now God's praises we sing. Baptized in water, sealed by the Spirit, marked with the sign of Christ our King, born of the Spirit, we are God's children, joyfully now God's praises we sing. I think it's important that we note the song and the words and how that it speaks about how that we are. Baptism is an indication we are born of the Spirit of God and we have become the children of God. And in the real spiritual sense that we talk about it in John chapter 3. But I'd like to read a passage here concerning the baptism of one who came to Christ, and it's concerning Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch. And it goes like this, "And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. So if you can imagine where Jerusalem is in Israel, and it goes down toward Egypt, in that direction toward Egypt, and it's somewhat on the coastline, and it's in a desert region that is an arid and not a populated region. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority, under Cadence, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship. And so this eunuch had gone to Jerusalem, and he had gone there to worship. He is now returning back into Africa, and he is reading a scroll. He has stopped in his chariot, and he is reading a scroll. Verse 28, and was returning, and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him, and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, understandest what thou readest? And so he's reading an Old Testament passage, the prophet Isaiah. And it happens to be in the same place where it talks about the sufferings of Christ in Isaiah 53. And he said, how can I accept some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. And the place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shears, so opened he not his mouth. And in his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speakest the prophet this, of himself or some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. You see, the book of Isaiah has this wonderful passage in Isaiah 53. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. He has turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, see, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? We find that the eunuch desired immediately to be baptized. We find this first century church practiced this baptism immediately after a person accepted Christ. But it, of course, it can be done at any time after a person has come to the Lord, come to the knowledge of the Savior. And so as Philip was preaching Jesus unto the eunuch, The eunuch came to the knowledge of Christ. He came to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, that he was the Messiah of God, that he was the one who came to die for his sins according to the scriptures. And he believed. And that's what it says in verse 37. And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest, that is, be baptized. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Now, those are very specific words, aren't they? He says, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he is the one who came to die for our sins according to the scriptures. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. As the word baptized means to dip or to immerse, they went down into the water, and in that fashion, even as Jesus Christ was baptized of John the Baptist in the River Jordan, he dipped him down under the water and brought him up out again. The idea of baptizing as to immerse. And so the eunuch wanted to be baptized, and Philip immediately said, then here is water, let us do it, you should be baptized right now. This is your identification with Christ. And so he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, The Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. Now, of course, this was the kind of the apostolic Acts. So you won't find me disappearing right after I baptize you. unless the Lord takes us all, I probably will be right here.
We'll all be rejoicing.
Yes. But we find this very wonderful account here in Acts chapter 8, verse 26 to 39, that this eunuch was baptized. And of course, he was a black man. He was from Ethiopia. His queen was Cadence, queen of the Ethiopians, and he was a man of great authority. He was a man that wanted to know more about what it meant to worship God and to believe in God and His only Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so this is a wonderful account here. And I'd like to also read the kind of the picture of our death and burial and resurrection with Christ out of Romans chapter 6, where it says that, "Know ye not that so many as of us as were baptized into Jesus, immersed into Jesus Christ, were baptized into His death?" That is, we believe that Christ died for our sins, and so what do we picture by being baptized? But we are buried with Him in the waters of baptism, even as Christ Himself died for our sins and was buried. He says, "Therefore we are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father." And so we have here the picture of rising up out of the water, the immersion, going down in, rising up again, even so we should walk in the newness of life, the newness of life in Christ. And so the picture is one which is very graphic and important for us to recognize concerning our relationship to the Lord, picturing what Jesus did for us. If I read on in verse 5, he says, "For if we have been planted together in the likeness of His death, we shall be also in the likeness of His resurrection." And the believer's hope, of course, is that Christ is going to return, and that He will return to receive us unto Himself, and that there is a final resurrection, that the grave is not the end, but it is only a resting place until the body is finally recovered in the resurrection. "Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin." So as much as it pictures what Christ did for us, literally, it also speaks of what He did for us spiritually, that He died for our sins, and that in Christ we no longer serve sin, but we serve our risen Lord. We serve Jesus, who is our Savior. And so that is what we will demonstrate by the baptism, and I trust that you also will have great joy and rejoicing in this baptism, because it sets forth your witness and your testimony for Christ. Okay, so I guess we should do the first candidate then at this time. And I think Eric is going to be our first candidate.
Oh, I am? I know what it is. I understand. I got to make sure that it's okay for you. I just got to make sure. Where am I going? Am I walking?
Yeah, just walk right around this way. And I'll let you go before me.
Okay.
So you just step into the water. Is it nice?
Yeah.
Is it okay? There's a little step there.
Yeah.
And then you just suck it. Okay. Very good. What I typically do is put it up there. Take your hand and put it right there on my forearm, just to steady yourself. And
Eric Easterbrook, do you give testimony of Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? So now we will baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Praise the Lord.
That you want to tell him just to...
He's all wet.
Okay. Okay, getting wet over there?
That's fine.
Yeah?
Just wood floor.
Okay.
And you want to assist Johnny?
Yes. Yeah. Hang on, Johnny. Hang on.
Very steady person, you know.
Okay.
I have great balance.
Wait.
No, okay.
No.
She doesn't. Yeah. Wait. See, but see what you mean? Okay. You don't. So. Yeah.
Okay, just step right in.
Oh, it feels good.
And just steady yourself.
Okay.
And what you're doing, step forward. There's a little step down here. So you step down just enough so you can sit.
Okay.
Whoa. How is that? Is that okay? No, you put your hand on my forearm like that.
Okay.
You
watch if I'm
gonna be ruined?
No, don't worry about that.
Okay.
And I'll just put this over your mouth. Okay. Let me ask you first, do you testify Christ as your Savior?
Okay.
We'll baptize you now in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. You okay?
Yep.
Could take a half hour to get out now.
Yes, well.
Oh, that's okay. You take your time. You can put your hands on the rails, and when you get ready, just feel where that step is so you can step out.
Take time.
Okay. There for a minute.
Made it.
Okay, good.
One step out of time.
Down one.
Go.
Okay, we'll give you a chance to go and dry off if you like and get something dry on.
Yeah.
There's a bathroom right there, back in the corner.
Like you need a new shirt.
Good. Well, praise the Lord.
Amen.
All my sins and Christian bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. Oh, because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Every trials and temptations is a trouble anywhere. We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do the praises Christ forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there. Well, we praise the Lord for these opportunities. It is a great witness for the Lord to be baptized and to see someone who is baptized given their life in such a way as that they might be known as believers in Christ and confessing the Lord as their Savior. So let's have a word in closing, in prayer, and I'm going to ask Pastor Ranger from the South Pastor Field Church to dismiss us in prayer.
Father, thank you so much for the gift of salvation.